It's Drive Time with Dominic King with you through until 7 o'clock this evening. And welcoming back to the programme, author Miriam McGurk, author of Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at Midnight, all parts of the Tales from the Turkey series, and brand manager Chris Pollard, husband and wife from Maidstone. Welcome back.
Good evening, Dom.
Thank you. Good evening, Dom.
Great to have you both back. Now, you've just spent a big part of your Christmas break in Turkey, a place that you love, a place you have a home. Have you come back to reality, Miriam, and are you back into the world?
I am so back into the world, into the real world, Dom. Would you believe the whole idea of going away for 2 months was to remove ourselves from everyone and everything and press, you know, that pause button and the noise, etc. But we actually ended up working solidly. I think we only took maybe 5 or 6 days out totally, completely switch off. And we really needed to readdress the balance.
But anyone who sees your social media, and I encourage you to go on, we'll give you details of how to follow both Miriam and Chris on the way. What you do, and Chris, you gave us lots of beautiful images, and there was one. Oh, I mean, dreaming of it now in a January evening. There was one just tranquil spot of beautiful water and boats. You seem to be bobbling up and down, and it's where you live in Turkey. And I thought, I want to be there now.
We are very lucky. That's in the local port of Göcek. It's about 12 kilometres down the mountain from us. And at this time of the year, it is tranquil. It is just beautiful. There's nobody around. There's no tourists. There's only one or two restaurants open in the whole of the town. And we are lucky enough, because where we are up in the mountains, it's a different tranquility. We're looking out due west down a mountain. We're surrounded by pine trees and mountains. We have our two dogs. We have a second one, by the way. We've rescued a second one. We rescued it back in June. We found it a new home 45 kilometres away. In October, it came back. We walked 45 kilometres, and his name's Gino.
Yes. Just like the chef, because he's always smiling.
Now, for those who haven't heard you on this show with me before, the whole point of the conversation is we catch up, we look ahead to things, and, you know, this is still the beginning of a year which maybe for some has already been quite a tricky one. The weather's not great, is it? Let's be honest. But that is January. That's what we expect. It's a bit cold. We've got a new president in the White House. That might be bringing a lot of changes for people. And also, although that might not necessarily affect us, as of Friday, our Prime Minister will meet President Donald Trump, be the first Prime Minister, and a leader of a country to meet him. And that will be quite important to us with talk of Brexit. So, with all that involved, let's just recap, Miriam, about your life story and how you started writing these books and realised that actually sometimes in life we need to just pause.
That's right. I came from a place of ill health to a place of healing, to a place of writing. And I've been writing full time for 13 years and published for the last 4 years. And it is so easy to jump back in the saddle and actually forget about that time for space and me time and just quiet time. And that is one thing that I have learned, even though we were still working in the mountains, is to stop and pause. And where is that place? You have to stop and be. How does the inspiration come? How do the ideas come if you keep racing ahead and you continue to do? And we are human beings. We're not human doings. And I learned that a very long time, funny enough, from Chris's dad, my dad-in-law. And he would say that, and I really have taken that on board.
That is a great sentence. We're not human beings. We're not human doings. We're human beings. And we often feel, don't we, like machines, Chris, that we've got to achieve so much. I mean, I'm sure many people have put stuff up on their diaries for January and they're desperately trying to get it all done.
I take your point about being like a machine. I think one of the challenges I've had all my life, and I'd like to think in the last couple of years that I'm beginning to hit the pause button. Because I'm dyslexic, one of the challenges I've always had is you want to keep doing, because I don't learn from reading a book. I learn by doing something. If I get a new mobile phone, for example, it's no good me looking at the instructions. I have to play with it and I have to learn that way. And I think through my life, I've always learned by doing something. And the big problem is I will often overdo. And then I go from naught to 100 and I exhaust myself. And while we're away, and Miriam used to be the same as well. I mean, that's why in the end, 20 odd years ago, she collapsed with a serious form of ME. While we were away for the 2 months, I was doing and doing and doing and doing. And within the last 2 weeks of us being there, we came back last week, we both looked at each other and said, hold on, we've got to change what we're doing this year. We've got to have some of our me time. So we sat down one day, we took out our diaries, and we have now scheduled in a day each week when it is our time, a date day.
A date, Dom. Flirting, days out, restaurants, walking by the sea, holding hands.
Who are you going to do that with?
Oh.
Well, she did say Dom.
Dom.
She did say Dom.
And I was looking.
Back off.
Yeah, now.
I'm backing off.
We're flirting here. Can't you see this?
Can't you see that little wink and that little flirtatious?
But you know, what you say there is so, and I'm sure lots of people are having conversations right now. I'm absolutely sure of it, that people are having conversations as husband and wives, as boyfriend and girlfriends, as boyfriend and boyfriends, girlfriend and girlfriends. They're sitting there and they're saying to each other, do we actually give each other enough time in this world that we live in?
Absolutely. Yes. And the other thing, Dom, is that even though you're working together, people say, oh, well, we're working together. But I'm in my little writing cave, you know, for quite a few hours every day. Chris is in his little neck of the woods doing what he does. And we mightn't see each other, might come out and have maybe lunch together or evening together. And we find over dinner, we're starting to talk about work. We go, whoa. And now we have a ban, 7 p.m. My phone is on silent and gets switched off and goes out into the hall.
You're good. You're good. How do you do that?
Oh, I do it with great
amount. Just an on-off button. It's very easy. Yeah, exactly.
No, but how do you do that? Because many of us feel so connected all the time, and I'd love to do that.
I don't, actually.
In fact, you see this phone right now?
Yeah, you're going to throw it in the bin. Oh my God, round of applause.
Yeah, I won't look at it till 7 o'clock.
He has thrown it in the bin.
But I think that's about, you time, us time.
Yeah,
and I think this is one that we are going to be far more strict about that this year.
03459811111 if you'd like to join in the conversation tonight, because it really is all about us listening to each other, having a conversation, maybe thinking about ways that we can all have that. Are you doing a similar thing? Maybe you're listening to this and saying, blimey, they're talking about what we just discussed last night. They're talking about what we in our life are about to do. 03459811111. The phone lines are open for you. If you want to get involved, do. Miriam, books for you. I know that coming up is National Storytelling Week, and I guess that is all about what you are. You write stories, you take people's lives, you look at interesting moments in life and explore it within your books. How do you find that brain space to be able to create?
Actually, whether we're asleep or at night or not, Dom, our brains are still, those stories are still going on. And sometimes I find that the best stories come to mind at 4 or 5 in the morning, and I have to get up and scribble them down. But what I do is I'm actually very disciplined, and I actually find myself much more comfortable when I'm in my four walls and just the ideas come. I find the inspiration comes wherever I am, whether I'm walking, and actually the calmer I am, the more relaxed I am, the less doing I do, the less being in my space. That's when the ideas, that's when the notebook and the pen comes out. And I'm like Barbara Taylor Bradford, I'm always with that notebook and pad. Wherever I go, there's a notebook and a pen.
She on the program recently talking about how she has to just keep writing, and it's a constant thing, and you can't sort of put that down, but finding the time to do it as well. And as a brand manager, Chris, you are Miriam's brand manager, you work together, you work in media and marketing, and you spend your life doing that. You're also looking ahead, you're looking at the next opportunity. One thing I've noticed in just the time that I've spent with you both is that actually the writing of the books, which is the key focus, the promoting of the books, something happened to you both during all of this when this all started, in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, that actually all of the stuff that you were starting to talk about within the books, that space, that time, the giving to others, the human beings rather than human doings, has almost become actually a bit of a movement. A movement to go and do talks and chat to people and realise that everyone's got these experiences. We're all just human beings and we all want to talk about stuff.
That's absolutely right. Everyone has a story to tell and share. And whether you're sitting around the table tonight, you know, with your wife or your children, and even just talking about the events of the day, there is a story to tell. And whether that's helping others find their niche by perhaps me speaking and telling my story and it rings a bell, there's a light bulb moment, or encouraging them to get out there and to take that chance, perhaps.
And I know, Chris, you worked with young people, talking to them about their lives and being able to reflect on your life in business. And that's something you want to do more of this year.
Absolutely, I do. I've started to work with the Romney Resource Centre, which is a wonderful charity based down in Romney Marsh. It's become very close to my heart very quickly because of the young people, because they have learning challenges. And I've had many learning challenges myself, having no exam results at all. And I know what it is like to not suffer, but to live with a learning challenge. And you have to find coping strategies. My role, I'm going to focus on this year. I want to bring businessmen from different walks of life in there to sit out or to stand and to talk to them.
And women.
And women. Oh, well, funny.
Thank
yes,
you,
I had
Tom.
Hello.
I was just...
Were you about to?
Oh,
I was. Were
you? No, clenched fist.
Yes, yeah, me too.
Me. I have the chair.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Chris.
Thank you. But yes, I did speak to them before Christmas. I know Paul Andrews, who is a well-known Kentish businessman, is going to be talking to them. Denise Wilton from the Milan Focus, who is in marketing. Marcus Chrysostomou, who has been in PR all his life and used to work at Number 10 under Alistair Campbell. Miriam is going to be speaking in March.
Yes.
A young lady called Gemma Fairhay, who is a law, I think her business is HR. She deals with the law to deal with HR, is going to be talking in April. So I'm looking for other business people, and I'm happy if people want to contact me on Twitter or on my Facebook page. I'm looking for business people from different walks of life to go in and share their life story with these young people to help and encourage them, and maybe just give them an idea.
Yeah. And creatives, yeah.
And what about your work for this year then? So the books have been coming off from the typewriter. Listen to me, old-fashioned typewriter.
I know.
From the keyboard to the page, then into the bookshops. But what's the plan for you this year?
The plan this year is that book four is published. And there's a few little things up my sleeve that I could not cannot talk about at the moment, but hopefully these next months.
Yeah. I love it when authors do that.
Yeah, got to keep it up your sleeve.
So do I. I don't even know them.
He doesn't even know. So that's one of the biggest things is definitely the book. Definitely more speaking events and giving back is what we've just been talking about. Not just about my life story, but also to other people. Maybe it will inspire them. But the interesting thing, Dom, I've noticed these last months, you were talking about the movement, the number of would-be, could-be authors, people who want to write the book, have been contacting me. What do I do? I'm at a crossroads. I'm afraid. I was the same. I was afraid. It was almost like the baby cutting the strings and letting it go, letting it fly. And actually, I've arranged quite a few talks with a couple of people who've contacted me, followers of mine, my audience, who want to write the book. And I will give them time and speak with them. And if I can encourage them to get, literally, start it. Just write every day.
Well, National Storytelling Week begins on the 28th of January, and people can no doubt get involved. We'll talk about that here on the programme as well. If people want to find out more details about the books and be in contact, maybe some business people tonight, men and women, who want to get in touch, what do they do?
Oh, right. Oh,
That was your moment, Chris.
Yeah.
So sorry.
The brand manager wasn't even...
I was expecting Miriam to answer that.
Let me take over.
You can contact me on Twitter at chrisj_pollard, or you can contact me by my Facebook page, Chris Pollard, funnily enough, or you could contact me at chris@miriammcgurk.com.
And for myself, Dom, it's Miriam _ McGurk. That is my Twitter address, or miriam@miriammcgurk.com. And also Miriam McGurk author page, Facebook. Just go and, you know, make that first move.
What I love, though, is that, you know, I always have a little laugh with Chris and Miriam because they're husband and wife, and the looks they give each other go, it's my turn!
Mine! Absolutely.
Lovely to see you both. I can't wait for the next time. And what would be really interesting, I know that you branched out to talk to people in America as well, and you're working with a lot of people in the States as well to continue this kind of stopping and pausing moment. Enjoy your date, won't you?
Most definitely. When is it? When is that first date,
Chris?
Next Wednesday?
It's next
Wednesday.
It's next Friday.
Oh,
it's a week on Friday.
Oh, listen.
I think.
Consider it done. It's in the diary. Absolutely. Wednesday.